Hi, everybody. Welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter. Glad to be on the air with you. Also, in Chinese we say, 星期日广播英语。So let's open this book to page
18 and get ready to take a look at Unit 3, Indoor... Excuse me.
All right, I'll stop smoking.
Oh, would you please, because we have too much indoor pollution with us. Let's find out about this problem by reading through our lesson today, paragraph by paragraph, and find out maybe how we can make our work space and our living space cleaner. So you think that by staying at home, you are safe from all the terrible kinds of pollution present outdoors, such as in or near factories, roads, and garbage dumps? Do you think that by staying in your office, you are breathing cleaner, safer air than when you go outside for lunch, or are on the way back home from work? Think again. Recent research done at the University of Texas has shown that staying indoors may actually be more harmful to one's health than being outdoors, even in smoggy cities. What this first introductory paragraph tells us is that, although we often think of pollution as something outside or out of doors, actually, our homes and offices also suffer kinds of pollution. You don't have to be near a factory or a highway or a garbage dump to breathe pollution. Unfortunately, we have indoor pollution, and the rest of the lesson will tell us how.
So, Bruce, you are trying to say that in this world there's no place, whether you stay home or stay outside, there's no place that is called safe.
Well, unless you want to live in Antarctica, 南极洲。
啊哈，好，没有关系，在这里至少我们学英文有几个字很棒的，像第四行第一个 office 有个用法 ，take office as 就职担任什么样一个职位？哎，这个用法说 take office 可不要说 take the office。我们造个例子。
The mayor will take office on the first of the month.
哎，也就是这位市长就要在这个月月初的时候就职了。那么在这儿呢，另外要特别注意到第五行 on the way， 也就是在什么途中，尤其用的 on the way to 什么地方啊，或是 on my way, on his way to 点点点，我们也可以这样造一个句子。
On her way to the library.Mary ran into Bill.
Mary 呢，在往图书馆途中呢，就碰到了所谓 Bill 这个男孩子了啊。Ran into 偶然不期而遇啊，但 in one's way 就要特别记住，也就是挡路。Hey Bruce, don't stand in my way. 快走，不要讨厌，我看了你就讨厌，不要挡我的路，这样子用法。
Right. Don't stand in the way of the elevator.
嗯哼，不要挡到电梯的这个到电梯的这个路途。在这儿呢，另外还有一个 research, recent research done at the University of Texas. 那个 done 当然前面是呢 which was done, 那个 which was 省略掉。主要重点是 research 跟 do 并用，而且 research 是一个不可数的名词。
Right.
所以我们说 he has done a lot of research.In that field,
right. The same as the word evidence. We don't use it in the plural.
就是证据啊，那个字也是不能用复数的。A piece of evidence. 好，我们接下来看下面这一段。
Apparently, we are safe neither at home nor in the business office. We use water in both places, but the above-mentioned research shows that...Chemicals added to our local water supply to kill harmful bacteria can have unwanted side effects. These chemicals can cause potential harm through drinking and in seemingly harmless activities as cleaning one's house. These additives are released from water by daily actions like water running out of faucets, spraying from garden hoses, or splashing in dishwashers and washing machines. As the water is agitated, these chemicals are released into the air and then breathed in. Once inside our bodies, they start to affect our health adversely. Now we find out how something as simple as water, whether at home or in the business office, can have harmful effects on us, on our health. We know that water companies add chemicals to water supposedly to make it safe for us to drink. In fact, some of these chemicals can have adverse health effects. When the water is shaken up, we use the word agitated here, when we shake up the water or spray water, some of these chemicals are released into the air. We breathe these chemicals, and then they start to have bad effects on our health.
所以我们发觉什么东西都会造成一些对身体不好的一种现象。 刚才用了这个effects, it may have some bad effects on somebody or on something. It may have very bad effects on our health. So we have to pay attention to this, you know, preposition on.
Right.
Because usually if we use effects, influence, and impact, and we use either this preposition on together with them.
That's right. Teachers should have a good influence on their students.
老师对学生呢应该有很好的影响。 但是Bruce,你每次在我面前呢, pick your nose. 这我现在也学到了,这个都我被我太太骂好几次。<laughs>
Yes, my students' parents are very upset with me.
Don't pick your nose, 就不要挖鼻孔,当然我们是开玩笑,记住这个动作都是不好的。可是就这里头要特别记住的,看在第三行第二段呢,他说, shows that chemicals which are added to our local water supply, 点点点,这个add to,就是add A to B,将A添加到B上面。 它可以当及物动词,其实也可以当不及物动词,直接用add to. Wow, that dress adds to your beauty. Wow, 那个洋装增添你的美丽,我们也可以这样造句,对不对啊?
Mm-hmm. Or we could say, I don't like to add sugar to my coffee.
我不希望呢,咖啡里头放糖, add什么东西一定要加一个to的用法。 可是在这儿,我特别晓得要请大家注意呢,也就是我们从这一段的后面算过来,倒数第五行第一个字, additives,这又是什么东西呢?
An additive is simply something that we add to a product, or to something like water. It is a noun form, and it's normally a kind of chemical or chemical product. So in many foods which we buy in the supermarket, there are additives to keep the food fresh.
就是添加物,化学添加物。我为什么要谈这个字? 因为additive,它的重音在第一音节。如果我这个字加一个字母下去, addictive, 变成另外一个字, A-D-D-I-C-T-I-V-E.
Right.
那个意思就是形容词,这是什么意思啊?
If something is addictive, it means you cannot control yourself. You have to have more and more of it. For example, for me, chocolate is addictive.
对Brew大哥来讲的话,那是巧克力会上瘾的。我们讲smoking is addictive.
Right.
如果对什么有瘾呢,是to be addicted, 或者to, he is addicted to chocolate. 那个是addicted,是这样拼的。
A-D-D-I-C-T-E-D, excuse me again, A-D-D-I-C-T-E-D. Also, Peter, we should quickly mention, if someone is addicted to something, he is an addict. Addict, 第一音节有重音, A-D-D-I-C-T. Unfortunately, he is a drug addict.
也不信的,他是一个有毒瘾的人。那个addict, so we keep the same word, but of course the accent is different.
That's right.
Right. 好,我们接下来看第三段好了。
Right, now we're going over to page 19. Does this mean we should stop bathing? No, say the scientists, but we should put all pollution into perspective. Activities at home, such as the burning of propane, coal, cooking oil, or even candles and incense, release carbon monoxide and particulates such as soot, which have been proven as harmful to health as working or living near high-density traffic. New rugs, bedding, and even clothing give off that new smell, which is a sure sign of chemicals. In the office, newly applied paint, newly purchased telephones and other telecommunications equipment, and computers and their peripherals release polluting chemicals, too. As offices and homes often have inadequate ventilation, these chemicals can build up to become health nuisances. Their toxic effects are only now being slowly recognized. Well, again, we have some examples of how chemicals indoors or indoor pollution can hurt us, not only through water, as we just saw, but now in the air we breathe around us. Some of this pollution makes sense. Every time we burn something, not only Peter's cigarettes, but also when cooking, or if you have candles or incense in your home, of course the burning releases chemicals and what we call particulates, little pieces of matter. We can call this soot, too. This is all pollution and is not good for us. But other things, almost anything we buy new, has a special smell to it. In fact, that smell is a sign of chemicals which are polluting.
啊，所以这边也是告诉我们，有些呢污染的一些原子啊，一些东西。可是在这就语法来讲呢，有几个用法，像短语很棒的，在18页上我们可以看到，啊，Does this mean we should stop bathing? No, say the scientists. But we should put all pollution into perspective. To put something into perspective.这有什么意思呢?
Well, it means that we need to take a larger picture of a situation. We cannot just look at one detail to make a decision or to understand the whole problem. As an example, if a student does poorly on one test, it doesn't mean that the student is stupid or doesn't understand the material. Perhaps he was sick.Perhaps he was in a bad mood. If he has been doing well in all his other subjects and tests, then one test really doesn't tell us very much. We have to put the student's whole performance into perspective in order to understand the student.
To put something into perspective, 也就是洞察，尤其是指的是全面的方面来讲，看一件事情。好，这个我们了解。但在这儿呢，在19页上呢，也有一些用法相当不错的，像19页的第三行啊，还是这样说啊，从第三行开头有一个 health, as working or living near high density traffic. We know that this word density, in fact, is a noun. It comes directly from this adjective dense. I would say dense is quite useful. Mm-hmm. And of course, the adverb is densely.
That's
say,
right.
这个城市人口很多 We can simply say, the city is densely populated.
Very good example.
Mm-hmm.
We often see it this way.
Yeah, populated is spelled?
P-O-P-U-L-A-T-E-D. P-O-P-U-L-A-T-E-D. Populated, highly, densely populated.
也就是人口住的很多很稠密的但它的反义字叫 sparsely、and that is spelled
S-P-A-R-S-E-L-Y S-P-A-R-S-E-L-Y Deserts are sparsely populated、
在沙漠呢那边的人口非常的稀少我们就可以这样说了请再说一遍
Deserts are sparsely populated
在这边的 high density traffic 又是什么意思呢？
Well, it means that there are many, many cars and buses and motorcycles on the road at any time. So, of course, our main roads in cities or our highways in or between big cities always have high density traffic.
现在我们就要请大家注意到的是倒数第四行啊，这个是 and computers, 电脑。以及他们的周边设备，那个字的周边设备，我们就要请 Bruce 再念一下。
Peripherals，
请跟着再念一下。
Peripherals。
好，接下来我们看下面这一段。
These facts suggest that, at a minimum, proper airing of newly purchased goods with an obvious chemical smell is a wise precaution. Home and office windows should be open during good weather.To allow a flushing of stale air. Even one's car needs to be ventilated, as well as the garage. So we've given you a couple of paragraphs talking about the problems. First, the problems of our water, and just now, the problems of air. But the paragraph I just read starts to give us some solutions, some answers to the problem.If your air is a problem, we can use the words airing or ventilation to refer to the flushing of stale air. This means we change the old or stale air in a room with fresh air from outside of a room, especially at home where we can control the air inside the house. We should allowA constant airing of stale air, and even in business offices, it's a good idea too.
Of course, it can be very dangerous to paint your walls or paint your house or your room with your windows closed.
Oh, right.
Oh.
That's very bad because paint has so many, paint is all chemicals, so this smell can affect our health in a bad way, especially for older people.Or very, very young babies. That air is very bad.
不错，可是 air 这个字，刚才用了 airing 是指的是通风，对不对啊？
嗯哼。
可是另外 air 也可以代表广播，那个。
Oh, right.
啊，这个用法怎么样来用 air？
Well, right now, we are on the air. We are airing Radio English on Sunday.
We are broadcasting. 这个时候就等于 broadcasting. And broadcast is spelled...
B-R-O-A-D-C-A-S-T. B-R-O-A-D-C-A-S-T. Broadcast.
好，现在我们接下来看最后这一段。
We need further research to understand better other potential health hazards too. For example, the effect of overcrowding of schools, carbon dioxide buildup, factory work environments,an endless list of potentially dangerous substances, and even home heating and cooling. The furnace and air conditioner may be our enemies, not our friends, have only recently started to come to light. Until we understand the effects of our new technological environment better, we can only hope that there is no place like home.We have given you today many examples of some of the problems of indoor pollution. In fact, there are others, and we need to study them. Overcrowding of schools could build up CO, or CO2, carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. Factories are known as dirty and noisy places, and they have many chemical smells.Those could be very dangerous. In our homes, too, both air conditioning and a furnace could turn out to be more dangerous than helpful. But we need to study all of these problems in order to get the right answers and to put the whole picture into perspective.
Right. 但是在最后这一行啊, we can only hope that there is no place like home. Does it mean that home is the best place to live in?
Well, that's what it means. There is
Original.
No place like home.
Right.
But here we have to think twice. if our homes are dangerous places, well, we need to understand that so we can correct some of the problems.
所以原来呢，最后头啊 ，we can only hope that there is no place like home. Originally, this means that you know the home or your house is the best place to live and to stay in because there's you know the warmth of your relatives, 你的亲戚啦 ，your parents, you know everything, 非常非常好的。所以我们说，任何地方，金窝、银窝。那么比不上自己家里的狗窝这样子好，不管你在外头是有多棒，还是自己家最好。可是在这儿呢，我们上下文呢看完之后才晓得，我们真希望说最好不要有一个像家这么一个东西啊，因为这个家这个在里头待得太危险了，这样到处都是危险。所以我们来看看这篇文章呢，Bruce 有些什么感想没有？整个念完之后 ，Bruce 有些什么想法？
Okay, let's first review the whole article. I'll reread it for you at a more normal speed. And this would be a good time for you to check your listening comprehension. You may read or close your book or close your eyes and just listen. So you think that by staying at home you are safe from all the terrible kinds of pollution present outdoors, such as in or near factories, roads, and garbage dumps?Do you think that by staying in your office, you are breathing cleaner, safer air than when you go outside for lunch or are on the way back home from work? Think again. Recent research done at the University of Texas has shown that staying indoors may actually be more harmful to one's health than being outdoors, even in smoggy cities.Apparently, we are safe neither at home nor in the business office. We use water in both places, but the above-mentioned research shows that chemicals added to our local water supply to kill harmful bacteria can have unwanted side effects. These chemicals can cause potential harm through drinking and in seemingly harmless activities as cleaning one's house.These additives are released from water by daily actions like water running out of faucets, spraying from garden hoses, or splashing in dishwashers and washing machines. As the water is agitated, these chemicals are released into the air and then breathed in. Once inside our bodies, they start to affect our health adversely. Does this mean we should stop bathing?No, say the scientists, but we should put all pollution into perspective. Activities at home, such as the burning of propane, coal, cooking oil, or even candles and incense, release carbon monoxide and particulates such as soot, which have been proven as harmful to health as working or living near high-density traffic. New rugs, bedding, and even clothing give off that new smell,which is a sure sign of chemicals. In the office, newly applied paint, newly purchased telephones and other telecommunications equipment, and computers and their peripherals release polluting chemicals, too. As offices and homes often have inadequate ventilation, these chemicals can build up to become health nuisances. Their toxic effects are only now being slowly recognized.These facts suggest that, at a minimum, proper airing of newly purchased goods with an obvious chemical smell is a wise precaution. Home and office windows should be open during good weather to allow a flushing of stale air. Even one's car needs to be ventilated, as well as the garage. We need further research to understand better other potential health hazards, too.For example, the effect of overcrowding of schools, carbon dioxide buildup, factory work environments, an endless list of potentially dangerous substances, and even home heating and cooling. The furnace and air conditioner may be our enemies, not our friends, have only recently started to come to light.Until we understand the effects of our new technological environment better, we can only hope that There is no place like home.
Simply put, I have an idea that this lesson is trying to encourage us to go back to a more primitive life, I guess.
Well, I don't think so, really. I don't think there's enough room in nature anymore for all the people who live in the cities around the world. But I think there is one precaution we can take, and that is to ventilate our homes and, if you can, your office too. Keep your windows open a little in the winter and a lot in summer, and unless you live right next to a stinky, smoky factory, the outside
air... you have a roommate like me, okay.
Yes, who is stinky and smoking all the time. No, actually, Peter doesn't smoke anymore, at least not now. But if you keep your windows open, you'll probably be able to reduce that indoor pollution.
也就是我刚刚说，是不是我们要回到呢原始的这个生活去了 ？Primitive 这个字相当好，是这样拼的。
Primitive, primitive, primitive.
Bruce 就说，他说不是啦，说实在话呢，因为在大自然里头，你要做过一个原始生活，现在人也那么多，也是不太可能了。那至少我们住在家里头也好啦，或者是办公室。在夏天的时候，我们要把窗户开得大大的，冬天至少要开一些，让这空气流通是不错的。最后一个叫 come to light，也就是在最后一段呢，倒数第三行，这什么意思
？Well, it means to appear. We find out something for the first time, which used to be a mystery or something that we didn't understand or know about.
也就是慢慢地弄明白的意思啊。
That's right. We can slowly begin to understand something. Well, we hope that you will take some precautions about your home or office so that you can join us next week on Radio English on Sunday for another lesson. Till then, bye-bye.
再见。